I'd like to call the Higher Education Conference Committee to order. And I appreciate that everyone stayed around. Sorry about the delay, but this way we made sure we had all the papers that we needed and everything is in order. There is a tentative agreement between the House and the Senate, and so what I think is the easiest thing to do is we'll have Ms. Novak go through the side-by-side, and she will indicate the language that was agreed to, which whether it was House or Senate. So we will go through that page by page. There's also several amendments that will be made, and she will indicate that as she goes through, and we will adopt those amendments so that they are on the side-by-side. And then we will take a look at the spreadsheet, but I think right now the best way is we'll start with the side-by-side. Ms. Novak?
Madam Chair, on the R1, page R1, the first, I'm just going to go through the riders and indicate which ones are going to be adopted. It's lines 1.13 to 1.14 of the Senate, which is a boilerplate. Lines 1.20 to 1.21 of the Senate, also on R1. The next is on R2, the bottom of R2. Again, it would be 2.8 to 2.15 of the Senate. This is, again, introductory boilerplate. On page R3, under the Office of Higher Education, the Subdivision 1, 2.23 to 2.25 of the Senate. The provision under Subdivision 2 of the state grant was adopted on the last conference committee meeting. That goes down through lines 2.36. On the next page, well, at the end of bottom of that page, but the rider begins on page R4. It will be the House rider on the safety officer program. That's 3.7 to 3.14. Again, on R4, it will be the rider on the Senate side for the Indian Scholarship. It's lines 3.13 to 3.15. On the Senate side, again, the ICAP program, beginning on line 3.18 of the Senate to 3.21. The rider for the United Family Medicine Residency Program on the top of R5, on the Senate side, lines 3.25 to 4.3 is part of the agreement. The tuition reciprocity rider on page 4.5 through 4.8 of the Senate is in the agreement. The structure of the other programs will be the House structure, so the rider is not adopted on 4.12 to 4.17. On the next page, on the top of R6, the Senate rider 4.20 to 4.22 is adopted. The transfer language in Subdivision 15 on the Senate side was adopted at the last conference committee meeting. The next, going on to page R7, the general rider on the Senate side, lines 5.22 to 5.24 is included. Under the Central Office and Shared Services Unit, the rider on 5.27 to 5.34 was included at the last conference committee meeting. On R8, it would be the House Subdivision 3, lines 5.28 to 5.32. That rider is included. The House language on beginning on 5.33 and going through 7.3 on the next page is adopted, and there is an amendment to this section.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd like to offer the A31 amendment.
Representative Nornes offers the A31 amendment. I believe we need to have that distributed. Ah, there we go. Thank you. Thank you very much. All the members have the amendment. Any questions on the A31 amendment? Seeing none, Senator or Representative Nornes renews his motion to adopt the A31 amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The amendment is adopted. Ms. Novak?
Madam Chair, again on R9, on the House side, the rider beginning on 7.5 and going through the next page, 7.20 is included. And again on R10, the tuition caps for the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities. It would be the Senate language that is included. That would be lines 11.26 to 11.32. There is an amendment to this. The amendment also includes an amendment to the Senate cap, to the University of Minnesota cap, and so we could deal with both of those at this time.
That's not an amendment.
So Representative Nornes offers the 837 amendment.
That is correct.
Madam Chair, the amendment amends the section that we're talking about here on R10, Section 7. It changes the cap for the tuition cap for the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities to 5% in the first academic year and 4% in the second academic year for the state university, and adds a requirement that they must limit the rate of increase for mandatory fees to 4% per year unless a higher increase is approved by the student association. It also amends the University of Minnesota tuition cap, which is found on R13, just a couple pages back, changing that so that the cap is 5% the first year and 4% the second year, and adds a similar fee limitation.
Discussion on the A37 amendment. Seeing none, Representative Nornes renews his motion on the A37 amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The amendment is adopted. Ms. Novak?
Madam Chair, at the bottom of page R10, the lines 6.18 to 6.19 on the Senate side are included. And on R11, lines 6.28 to 7.2 of the Senate are included. On the House side, lines 8.9 through 9.19 of the next page are included. Beginning on the bottom of R12, 9.20 through 10.2 of the House side are included. On R13, on the Senate side, Section 8, we just adopted an amendment to that provision. On the bottom of page R13, lines 7.4 to 7.5 of the Senate side are included. Beginning on page R14 at line 7.8 of the Senate through R16, lines 9.23, the Ag Extension Rider of the Senate is included. On the next page, R17, lines 9.25 to 10.5 of the Senate side are included. Lines 10.7 to 10.8, the rider for the Institute of Technology on the Senate side is included. The system special on the Senate side, 10.10 to 10.14, was adopted by the conference committee at the last meeting. On the next page, R18, lines 11.22 to 11.33 at the House side was adopted at the last meeting. Riders for the Academic Health Center are going to be a combination. It will be the language of the House 11.34 through 12.4 with the number that is found on the Senate 11.6. Again, on page R18, the rider beginning on 11.9 through 11.11 of the Senate side is included. On R19, the rider beginning on 11.13 through 11.21 is included on the Senate side. Again, on the Senate side, the rider on 11.24 to 11.25 of the Senate is included. The section beginning on R19, at the bottom, the Senate 13.3 through 13.10 on R20 was adopted at the last conference committee. The House Section 3 on R20 is included in the agreement with an amendment. There is the A30 amendment.
Representative Nornes has offered the A30 amendment.
Clarifying language, this amendment. Thank you.
So are there any questions or discussion on the A30? My understanding is it's clarifying language on the state grant program, and very similar language does exist in the current House version, but this is, my understanding, a clearer version of what was already in the bill. Any questions? Representative Nornes renews his motion on the A30 amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no. The amendment is adopted. Further discussions?
Madam Chair, on the bottom of R20, the Senate section 2, beginning on lines 13.11 through 14.2 on the next page, is included, and there is an amendment for this section also. It is the A-1 amendment.
And Representative Nornes offers the A-1.
I move the A-1 amendment.
And my understanding is this is very technical in nature, that it was brought to us by OHG. And it's regarding, it's in the section with the self-loans. Is that correct? Any questions on the A-1 amendment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. The amendment is adopted. Ms. Novak.
Madam Chair, the next section to be included is on page R21, beginning on lines 14.21 on the House side and going through 15.8, and this is the tuition guarantee provision in the House. The next section is section 6 in the House through section 12 in the House, which was adopted by the conference committee yesterday, and that takes us through R24. The next section that is included is on R25, beginning on 12.19. It's section 11 of the Senate, and this was adopted yesterday by the conference committee. I'm sorry, I missed a section. If you go back to R24, it is... Section 13 is the House's undergraduate tuition guarantee plan for the University of Minnesota. That is included. And at the bottom of that page, Section 14, the House version of the prohibition of state funds being used for human cloning was adopted yesterday by the conference committee. Now on R25, Section 11 of the Senate, the study of graduate education in the for-profit sector was adopted yesterday. On R26, on the House side, Section 16, a credit transfer within MNSCU is included, and there is an amendment for that. It is the A32 amendment.
Madam Chair, I'd like to move the A32 amendment.
Representative Nornes offers the A32 amendment.
I understand this is language that means you.
All the members have the amendment. Any questions or discussion on the A32 amendment? Seeing none, Representative Norness renews his motion on the A32 amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The amendment is adopted.
Madam Chair, on R27, the Conference Committee adopted the House adopted the identical repealers, and now the House repealers are included in the conference agreement, and that would be lines 19.11 through 19.15. And that, I believe, covers all of the agreements.
Are there any questions from the committee regarding the side-by-side? And
Madam Chair, we have one more amendment.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have one more amendment.
This is the A35 amendment. We'll offer that, Madam Chair.
Representative Norness offers the A35 amendment.
Madam Chair, I understand this passed the Senate, this provision, and it also passed in our Higher Education Committee here in the House. We'd like to add it to our omnibus bill.
And Representative Norness, my understanding is this was Senator Miller's bill, and I don't know who had it in the House, but Representative Norness yourself.
You very familiar.
So you're very familiar with it. Well, then, I don't know how we can turn you down.
Okay. So I move, again, the A35 amendment.
Any discussion or questions on the A35? Seeing none, Representative Norness renews his motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The amendment is adopted. Then we're done on the amendment? Okay, so if there is discussion on the side-by-side, Senator Carlson.
I just had a quick question, Madam Chair. Back on the tuition caps. Just wanted to make sure I did this right on my spreadsheet. The cap for the two-year colleges would still be 3%. Is that correct?
Well, the two-year colleges, yes, are 3 and 3. Center.
Correct. Okay. So just wanted to make sure I got that right. Thank you.
Further discussion or questions? Well, then seeing none, I guess we will move on to the spreadsheet.
Chair,
oh, I'm sorry. Ms.
I believe I may have forgotten a section that was to be included, if I could just mention that. It's on R9, and it's beginning at the bottom of the page. It's set line 7.5. It's the education priorities under the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities. And that goes through line 7.20 on our.
Ms. Novak, I think you did mention that.
You did.
Second guessing yourself.
I've got it highlighted. So.
Yeah, so do I. I've got it highlighted. So, but thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
I think we will go on and take a look at the spreadsheet then. I think that might be the idea was to adopt the spreadsheet as our fiscal, after we've gone through that, and then at the end, just for the members so that they know, make one motion that will instruct the staff to prepare a conference committee report reflecting the things that we've gone through, what we've talked about, what Ms. Novak explained, and what the spreadsheet reflects. So Mr. Berg, you have the honors of going through the spreadsheet.
Sure, Madam Chair, I can do that. Madam Chair, members, they're passed out a single double-sided legal sheet that up in the upper right corner is labeled House File 1101 Conference Agreement. Just very briefly, they.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Madam Chair. The ones that went to the audience were double-sided, I guess.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Berg. Just, I guess I'm easily confused.
The three unshaded columns labeled conference 12, 13, and 12, 13 are the actual appropriations. I should note the last two columns that have the percentage changes, those were right. Ms. Weidman and I were looking, and we did this in a hurry, and the conference change number column is not always adding to the formula isn't right, so I'll just go down and briefly note that the first section, the Office of Higher Education, the agreement splits the difference between the House and the Senate for what then is a total reduction of $634,000 from the 12-13 base. If you go down to the next section is the state grant program. The agreement adds $21,107,000 to the grant program. The next section down of other financial aid programs, I'll note that in, I think, every case on this section where there was a difference between the House and the Senate, well, actually, it's really only one is the American Indian Scholarship Program. The number splits the difference. The total reduction for that section is $5.884 million from the base. The difference there also includes, there's a little difference at the work study line, which was split the difference between the House and the Senate as well. The student academic support programs, in every case here where there was a difference between the House and Senate, the final allocation splits the difference except on line 44, the United Family Practice Program, where the allocation is the House had nothing and the Senate had fully funded the program at $467,000 a year, and the compromise is at $350,000 a year. The total reduction in that section from base is $2.3 million. And then turning to, there's no change between the Mayo Foundation, the medical school, and the family practice. The House and Senate had the same numbers, and the conference agreement maintains that. The Minnesota State Colleges and Universities, there are two things to note, or three rather, I guess. For the Learning Network of Minnesota, the agreement splits the difference. The central office takes the Senate's number with also the understanding that the Senate was using that the president's salaries are now included in the O&M number and not in the central office number. And then the total amount for MinSCU is a reduction of $179.7 million from the 12-13 base or $130 million from their 2011, doubled the figure. Going down to the University of Minnesota, their total reduction is $243.6 million from their 12-13 base, which is $144 million reduction from their 11, doubled figure. And the total for the bill is the House figure, which was $1,000 in total less than the Senate bill. And Madam Chair, that's sort of the highlights, if there are any questions.
Thank you very much. Are there questions? Senator Brown.
Madam Chair, I just broke the microphone.
Well, you have to reimburse the House for that.
Can you tell me what the reasoning was on the United Family Practice at the 351?
Well, it is 75%. I mean, we didn't split the difference on that one. We were trying to. I know that the Senate bill had fully funded it, and so the reasoning is we were trying to protect as much of it as we could, okay, while still creating a bill that we could all accept.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Representative Nornis agrees, so. Mm-hmm. Are there further questions on the spreadsheet? Mm-hmm. Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to accept the spreadsheet. And if anyone wishes to move that.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Senator Roebling moves that we accept the spreadsheet as contained in this document, House File, the document titled House File 1101 Conference Agreement, and explained to us by Mr. Berg. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Spreadsheet is adopted. And then my understanding is we make one motion that has kind of incorporated these two that would instruct. So the motion would be to instruct staff to prepare the conference committee report reflecting the information we've received and what we've gone through and the adopted spreadsheet.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make that motion.
Representative Norris makes the motion to instruct staff to prepare that conference committee report. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion is adopted. We do have a conference committee report, not necessarily in writing yet, but will be very soon, and we will adjourn for. Do we want to take? We discussed talking about taking some testimony if you want to, if you wish.
Your call.
If there is anyone who wanted to testify on the conference committee report, we finished a little quicker than I thought. I thought we might be here a little longer. We would be willing to take some testimony now if anyone is interested. Otherwise, what we're planning on doing is sometime tomorrow having it posted, and so I'm sure that any, either myself or Representative Norness or any of the conference committee members would be willing to discuss them after that's posted and people get the opportunity to take a look at it. Well, then we don't have a next meeting planned, so we are adjourned.